right now, all the metrics for every single region of the state is moving in the right direction, but that was under intense mitigations. And so the reward for things moving in the right direction is that we get to loosen some of those mitigations and those restrictions. But as has happened already, as we open up, sometimes we go too far and then we end up back up the path of increasing cases and increasing hospitalizations. And so I want us to learn from before. We want to continue to have the ability to do some things that, you know, give us joy, but we have to do it responsibly so that we won't have to revert back because of increasing cases, which of course means increased hospitalizations and more deaths. So we want to do this the right way. The vaccines are already on the ground, and although they're not enough, you know, that is helping us get towards the finish line, but there's action that we have to take, and this mask cannot leave our sight, leave our face. It has to stay over our nose and mouth.
Dr. Ezike acknowledges that the moves between phases and the varying stages of mitigation are a delicate balance, but she feels confident the numbers look good for now.
The issue is that people have been doing well for a while, but because we were up against New Year's and thinking that signaling that things were open right before New Year's might cause super spreader events all throughout the state associated with trying to finally put 2020 in the rearview mirror and ring in 2021. So we wanted to wait for some time, make sure that, you know, there wasn't any kind of significant resurgence from the holiday, the extended holiday period, and make sure that those gains we saw would be sustained. And they were 2 weeks after New Year's. So we have been on this correct trajectory for a while now. It's just a matter of not reversing it as we have more activity in our restaurants, as we have activity associated with sports, as we have increased capacity, as new venues are open, casinos, et cetera. So we just have to guard this very carefully. I feel like anyone getting sick, you know, at this point is even somehow even more sad when we're just so close. And so we really have to protect all of our health, all our community's health by doing these simple things. And this mask is so underrated, but it's so powerful. This is the tool we have while we're rolling out this slow trickle of vaccines.
Vaccines may begin moving more quickly in the coming weeks and months. Dr. Ezike says people need to be patient. She commends local health departments for their work throughout the pandemic. Those health departments have at times been overwhelmed by the demand for testing and now vaccines.
I just want people to remember that our local health departments have been in this battle, this war, for a year. And they have been battered and bruised. They have created opportunities for people to get tested. And now, in addition to that testing, which cannot stop, testing is still central and key, they also have to use that same small but mighty health department to create opportunities for vaccination. So I am just imploring everyone's patience, their grace, as they sympathize with these workers who have endured so much trying to protect the health and safety of their communities on top of the work that they did from a year ago that didn't involve COVID. They still have to monitor what's going on with foodborne illnesses. They still have to monitor what's going on with safe well water. They still have to monitor what's going on with sexually transmitted infections and newborn screening. So they are working already beyond their maximum capacity. I know that they're not able to answer every phone call, but please know they are doing everything plus some, and we are working with them. That's why we're going to see the Illinois National Guard coming into different parts of the state to help augment those activities. We're looking forward to further federal support, but please, I just beg for patience from everyone. We have 3.2 million people that became eligible for the vaccine as of today, and we get 126,000 doses per week. It's very simple math to see that there's no way that we can vaccinate everyone with 126,000 doses this week. But we will push out all the doses that we can, and we know that you need those doses. It might not be this week, next month. It may take several months, but please know that your local health departments are doing everything that they can, and they have been for an entire year. And we need your support. And if you have the opportunity to support your local health department, please do that.